formed against you will prosper. It's just not going to work. Well, I'm Benita Cates, and I'm here in New Jersey, and I am greeting you this morning, day two of Dr. PK, Dr. Dimple's birthday. So she celebrates for the month, so we are going to say happy birthday to you again, Dr. Dimple, as we go before the Lord in prayer this morning, and then I will turn the call over to our lovely host, Miss Mississippi. Good morning, Father. We just delight in your word this morning. We delight in your spirit. We delight in you sending forth your angels that woke us up this morning. We ask you to continue to cover us, Father, that we stand on your word, understanding that there is no weapon that's going to be formed against us that will prosper. We will wear our full armor, our full armor of your word, so that we are prepared when the evil one comes before us, that we can just throw out the dart of Jeremiah 29:11, of John, of all the books in the Bible, that we can be prepared. We ask that you cover those that are grieving this day, Father, and put your spiritual arm around them and let them know that you are right there with them. You are footprints in the sand, and you are carrying them through this journey that they go through. We ask you to continue to bless our lovely, illustrious co-founder, Dr. PK, Dr. Dimples, as she celebrates day two of her birthday and moving forward in her nourishment, as you cleanse and clean and strengthen her body. Father, we just expect such an anointing word that's going to come forth, that you will put your voice in the speaker, that we will get that word that is needed for us this morning. We just thank you for sending your only son to us. By his stripes we are healed. Father God, we appreciate and we do not take it lightly. Thank you for all that you do for us. In your son's name, our brother, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Over to you, Ms. Brenda.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Mississippi. You got it.
God bless you. Thank you so much, and we thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning and reminding us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are standing on that daily along with you, giving God glory for all that he's doing in you and through all of us. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we're so delighted and excited that you have joined us here again on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. That's what Ms. Benita started us off with, letting us know that we're on the telecommunications sanctuary. And here on the Master's Call, if this is your first time here, this call started out back in October 2010 by two dynamic women of God. I tell you, they were anointed and appointed to start this call, and it's been such a blessing ever since. They are none other than our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. Super Fantastic, we call her, and Dr. Dimples, Dr. PK Roberts, who we are, as you heard, celebrating her birthday this month. And we give God glory for using them, and I'm telling you, doing a phenomenal job through them with this call. Now, also, we have the scripture that we stand on, and it is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Not only that, we have a mission statement. That statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we want you to invite your family and friends, your foes, your coworkers. Invite them. Tell them this is a great way to start their day, because when we start off with the Word of God, we are starting off right. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, all the messages, believe it or not, have been archived on that site, so you can always go there and pull up a message from on high. I tell you, it's such a blessing. Never seen anything like it, but we thank God for it. Now, also, you'll notice that we have a theme for this year. I love, love, love that theme. It is in 2016. Through me, God's glory is being seen. And we give God glory for showing himself mighty through each and every one of us. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, we invite you to join us as you could be a greeter, Minister Benita did so graciously, or you can be a host, which is what I'm doing, or you might even have a word from on high, and we definitely want to hear that. So send the info to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us have been blessed, and we're so excited that God started this call through the thread of Artist International, which is now Artist Life. Artist Life was started way back in over 26 years ago through Antonio Diaz de Leon, and we give God glory for Papa Antonio, because with that, he had a vision in mind, and that was to help people around the world, and that's what we're doing. We're showing people what we have with our wonderful products, health and wellness products, and garments, and the like, coffees. We even have a coffee to help diabetics. Can you believe that? And with that, we are helping people restore their health, and it's nothing like it. Testimonies out of this world. So if you want to know more about this company, get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can get on the new morning motivational call right after this call, which started by our platinum president, we call her the godmother, Dorothy Cook, and a team of leaders have taken on, and I tell you, doing a phenomenal job as far as giving us vital information about our company and what we're doing to enhance the lives of others. And that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598#. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and I know that our Queen Victoria has some great information to share with us today, because we focus in usually on a particular issue, health issue, and then she gives us so much information about that issue and what we can do to resolve it. So, again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598#. Well, I'm going to turn this over to our phenomenal, oh, I tell you, this woman of God. She is such a blessing to the masses, and I'm saying that literally. This woman of God has been such a blessing to each and every one of us, and I could say that on this call, because she is our phenomenal co-founder. This woman of God has had a career as an industrial engineer. She has had a career as a pastor. She has had a career as a business owner. And I'm telling you, she is the founder and director of Van Networks, a networking company. She has completed quite a few degrees that I know it'll take till next week to talk about. And because her bio is just out of this world. And she has been nominated as Who's Who among American colleges and universities. She has been a blessing to the masses by praying for one another, praying for each of us, praying for artists, praying for TMC, praying for so many people. This is definitely a prayer warrior. She is serving. She served as a senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center. She has served as an associate minister of Mount Corinth Baptist Church, and she's still serving as that in Hempstead, Texas. She's traveled internationally all around the world. She knows so many people, and so many people knows her. This woman is a prayer warrior. a vibrant woman, a victorious woman. I tell you, a woman who has purpose. And when she stands on God's word, she stands firmly. And I am so proud and so thankful to God that he brought me into her pathway, because she has definitely been a blessing to me. And I know I can say she's been a blessing to you. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our phenomenal Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Prairie View, Texas. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. My, all of that. I love you. I appreciate you even more. You as a prayer general have been such a blessing and asset, and I depend on you so much, and you never let me down. I love you, love you, love you. Want you to always know that. To Miss Benita, thank you so much. She is so creative, you all, with all these names and acronyms we use on the telecommunications sanctuary. She named Dr. Dipples, and she definitely branded Mother Eagle, just love, full of love, from New Jersey. We love you, Miss Benita. Thank you for greeting God's people. I do see our co-founder on the board, the birthday girl, and she takes up more than just her one day, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We love you. We're so excited how strong you're feeling, and just hear that strength in your voice and just the eagerness in your heart to just run on and see what the end's going to be. So we're excited that you're on the call today, and to our entire TNC family and artists family, good morning, good morning. I bring you kingdom greetings. I tell you, this morning, you know, I believe so strongly, as Minister Brenda said, in prayer. And it's sometimes when I'm praying, God shows up. But this morning, I tell you, it was hard for me to come out of prayer just to come talk to you all, because as I've been saying, and as I ministered earlier this week, with all that's been going on in the world, I walk in the office of a prophet, and prophets are called to the nation as well as we speak to people and leaders. And when we see the climate of America, it ought to concern you. It ought to grieve your heart. And I was really pressing in this morning, and I want to talk briefly with pray before you say. Pray before you say. And the subheading will be, prayer will change your heart on the inside, then change your world on the outside. Prayer will change your heart on the inside, and then change your world on the outside. You know, I've always had a school of the prophets, and I've always mentored prophets and ordained prophets all over the world, and I'm so humbled by that. And one of the phrases I would usually say is, make sure you pray before you say. Because when you speak oracles, when you decree and declare over people's lives and speak into their spirits, you make sure you're just the male girl and you're just the male man. You're not filtering it with your emotions, your editorial. But God told me, you're a little shallow on that, daughter. Dig a little deeper. For every believer, we should be praying before we are saying anything. Because when we really are in prayer, because prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue, where you shouldn't be the only one talking. You should be, yes, giving your petitions to the Lord, then be quiet and listen to what your omnipotent, almighty God wants to say back to you. Pray before you say, because when you pray, it'll change your heart on the inside. It'll take that stony heart. It will take that self-centered heart. It'll take that overachieving heart. It'll take that lethargical heart and blow the breath of God on it and get it lined up to soar and do and be all you're called to be. Pray before you say. Prayer will change your heart on the inside and then change your world on the outside. I'm going to strive, being sensitive to the Holy Ghost, to get through what God has given me this morning. You know, I love acronyms, and I went to the website to say, well, let me see what some of their acronyms were. And the main one I found for pray was praise, repent, ask, and yield. Praise, repent, ask, and yield. And I said, Daddy, wow. And he said, well, let me give you this one. Pursue righteous acts, yield it. That's what he gave Dr. V. Pursue righteous acts, yield it, meaning prayer is proactive. That's why our flesh fights so hard for us to get in a posture of prayer. Because, you know, every time you say you're going to pray, your mind starts racing. The phone rings. The baby cries. Folks want your attention. You have to fight to have that one-on-one time with Daddy God. But it's a fight we better have every day. We're in trouble in America because too many of us who say we're believers, we hadn't been fighting the good fight of faith to get in his face, not just seeking his hand, but seeking his face. Just don't say amen or oh me. And another acronym for prayer was positive reassuring action, yielding eternal results. Prayer is positive reassuring action, yielding eternal results. But when we pray, it's a posture of pursuing the heart, the mind, the will of God. And we're going to spend a little time doing just that this morning. One of our text scriptures, just one, is 1 Thessalonians 5. And we know in 1 Thessalonians 5 when Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, and he was helping them understand holistically what the spirit realm would mean in their everyday life, starting in verses 16 through 25 in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16. We know the first two or three. The first 16 is rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Verse 19, quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things and hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. See, some of us, we know we're doing some things that will cause others to stumble. The word is very clear, abstain from that. And the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly, holistically, spirit, soul, and body. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body will be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. And that verse 25 ends with, brethren, pray for us. You know, in the simple Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, we're going to hone in on verses 9 through 13, when the disciples asked and said, Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus, ye pray, ye shall pray in this manner. And when he told them to pray, it was praise, repent, ask, and yield. Well, the praise is, hallowed be the name of your Father in heaven, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Well, we have some examples of how important it is to praise, how important it is to open your mouth and praise your God. In 2 Chronicles 20, everybody tends to know verse 15. And he has said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thou saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, no matter what's going on in the world today, even though it looks dark, even though some are angry, some are hurt, many are confused, wondering where is God. Be not dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. But let's go a little further. Let's hear the strategy of the Lord. We're talking about praise this morning. And they rose early in verse 20, the second Chronicles 20. They rose early in the morning. It's good to get up and talk to Daddy God early in the morning. And went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. So there is prophetic voices telling us to get back to the basics of prayer. Get back to the basics of what does the word say about it. Get back to the basics of holding on to the horns of the altar. Get back to the basics of understanding that some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. And when he had consulted with God, with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endure forever. And we know the end of the story. The worshipers went up front, and the enemies ambushed the Amorites, the Moabites, and Mount Seir that came against Judah. They all were smitten. See, it's the strategy of the Lord when you wake up every morning to open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Some of us get up with just the task of got to brush my teeth, got to take a shower, got to have my artist products, got to get the kids up. All that's good. The first thing out of our mouths ought to be the prayer of praise. Lord, thank you for another day. It's the strategy of the Lord that we begin our worship services. Intense adoration is what worship means, with singing. We're aligning the heavenlies with our praise. We all know the power of music and how we can remember lyrics set to music. We can often can't even remember a poem or some scriptures, but you sing some old goodies, some old school songs, y'all will sure bring that up. See, don't forget Lucifer was the praise and worship leader. And he's always been very angry since he became Satan and was kicked out of heaven in Isaiah 14. So even when we don't feel like it this morning, my brothers and sisters, make your flesh submit and open up your mouth and start saying, not just thinking, not just even nodding your head, but open your mouth and announce to the atmosphere. Make the heavens align with the word of God and the promises of God, which come from your mouth. Whose word should you believe more than your own? Let the heavenlies hear you now say, some of y'all ought to join me, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Father God, I need you. Daddy God, speak to my heart. Lord, have your way in my life today. That's why it's so important to make our declarations and decrees as we do every morning on the New Morning Motivation Call. And Godmother's told us, put your name in it. It's a reason, because you announce in all of heaven and you notify all of hell. I know who I am and I know whose I am. And we need to do it each and every day. We must set the atmosphere with our words that are always based on the word of God. You see, in Ephesians 6:20, the word says, the Bible says, giving thanks and always unto God the Father in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 5:20, we're going to praise it. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, I quote this over myself for over 40 years every day. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who have known the mind? I lay my own hands on my own forehead. He may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ every day. I ask for God's mind. Yes, I know I'm, quote, intelligent. Yes, I know I'm focused. Yes, I know I have all these attributes. But all of that, I wanted to get under what is your mind, what is your will. Lord, I'm in trouble. We only on the first one. I'm going to have to come back and finish this one later. But also, the word says, in Joshua 1:8, we know the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there day in and night. That means you chew on it. You say it and you let it roll over in your spirit like a cow chewing on a cud. You keep it going in and out. So when life squeezes you, not if it squeezes you, but when life squeezes you, because it will, like a tube of toothpaste only coming out of your mouth, should be, my God is awesome. The only thing coming out of your mouth and my mouth should be, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When life squeezes you, the only thing coming out of your mouth is, it doesn't matter what it looks like, I shall walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter what it looks like near the end of the month, the middle of the month. It hadn't been going like I want. When life squeezes you, I am the head and not the tail. And you keep speaking over your life. You keep decreeing to the heavenlies, because the rest of that verse tells us, after we meditate therein day and night in Joshua 1:8, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. For then, see, we got to do our part first. If we meditate day and night and we observe the law, then God's promised us he'll make our way prosperous and we should have good success. This morning, we're talking about pray before you say. Prayer will change your heart on the inside, then change your world on the outside. Pray, pursue righteous acts, yielded what to his word. I'll have to come back another time and talk about us repenting. That'll be a fun one, I'm sure. And then when we ask, and then when we yield. But let me close in prayer over all of us who are hearing. Spirit of the living God, I ask you today to give your people a burden to pray, the Second Chronicles 7:14, we know it, but give us a hunger to do it. If my people, you didn't ask for the heathens to do it, you didn't ask for the Muslims or the Hindus or any other people, you said, if my people who are called by my name, Lord, we call ourselves Christians, give us a heart to talk to you, Daddy God, to get your mind, to get our stony hearts softer. As President Obama talked about today, yesterday at the service, he helped us understand we can't legislate morality. We can't legislate hate. We have to have a heart change. And believers, God, give us, let us see it start with us to have a hunger for your holiness, to have a hunger to pray your kingdom come, your will be done, to have a hunger to pray against the spirit of racism, to pray against the spirit of injustice, to pray against the spirit of unrighteous anger, to pray against the spirits of evil. Father, you've given us the authority as the believers. No more sloppy agape. We will take our positions and repent for when we've not prayed and repent for doors we've left open that the enemy has marched in our individual lives, in artists, in the country. But God, we're taking our place right now. You told us in Proverbs 6:31 that when the thief was exposed, God, he has to give it back sevenfold. So I decree and declare over every listener, over our artist family, our TNC family, everything, anything that the enemy has stolen from us, we announce to the atmosphere today, devil, give up the harvest of God in our lives, in our families, in our relationships, in our business, in this land. It belongs to God. So, Father God, I speak in our lives a stirring by the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we each will do our part and pray incessantly, always, not what we think, not what we feel, but what your word says. We'll line up and submit to your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I am so sorry, Minister Brennan, I went way over. Back to you.
Ooh, praise God, praise God, praise God. We got to get the rest of this. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You're such a wonderful person. We give God glory for you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay, I got to come back to earth. Well, I tell you, TMC family, she's prayed for us, but I'm just going to do a short prayer to pray over a few situations. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. We say, holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. So, Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen those that are sick and shut in, Father, like Minister Candace's nephew, Father, who had a collision. We thank you, Father, for restoring his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We thank you, Father, for mending the hearts of those that are bereaved, Lord God. Comfort them, Lord, Minister Tiffany and Collins family. Father God, we thank you for doing the work like none other. We continue to bless your name, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts in every way, from her top of her head to the soles of her feet. We say she's healed, whole, and complete in you. And we glorify you, Father, that she is rejoicing with another birthday. We thank you, Father, for our TMC family in its entirety. Continue to strengthen them like never before. We give your name the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, TMC family, guess what? Today, Queen Victoria will be speaking on stress. We want to hear that. Get some people on that call because it's going to be some great information that she'll be giving us on stress. Okay, that number again is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Today, we got a message out of this world. Pray before you say. And I tell you, I know Dr. Vanessa's got to come back with that second part of it, but share this call with others. Let them know that this was some great information on prayer. 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957 877-677-POUND. Share this call with some people. Let them know that we as a part of America have to pray. I thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning so graciously and letting us know that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We thank God for you, and we thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. She is such a blessing. So, Mother Eagle, would you please come back and close us out?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you that you're giving us the heart to pray, to intercede, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, to pray over our families even more earnestly, more consistently, to pray over our artist family. Father, it's so easy to complain, but can we now just confess your kingdom come, your will be done? Father, it's so easy to criticize, but let us pray for the character of Christ for all of our leaders, from the owners down to the advisor who joined last night. As we leave this call and learn about why stress comes in physically, let us remember spiritually, we have a stress breaker, a stress reliever, which is to get in your presence in prayer. And we thank you that as we are your ministers in the marketplace, as we decree over our own lives, we'll be about good. We'll be about planting seeds of righteousness. We'll thank you in advance for the harvest, the bountiful harvest that will take forth in our lives for being your prayer warriors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you. Hope to hear most of you soon on our new morning motivational call. And for all the rest of you, go out and have an absolutely blessed day. Bye-bye.